This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI special agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
The walls continue to close in around Sean Combs, otherwise known as Diddy, as a federal grand jury has been seated, and they're asking questions. They're bringing people in behind closed doors, and they are finding out more and more about Sean Diddy Combs. And in the same process, Diddy has lawyered up. He's hired the same attorney that NXIVM founder Keith Raniere had. The same attorney that's also represented several other individuals that, well, you know, don't have the best of reputations. Pharma Bro is one of them, and several others. Image, I would argue, might be an important thing in who you're hiring to represent you. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. What do you make of all this? Diddy lawyering up with some high-profile attorneys. Obviously still denying everything, but no charges being brought yet. Is this him kind of preparing for what may be inevitable?
Well, he needs to be preparing because it's coming. Mm-hmm. The probable cause that they would have had to search those locations and the amount of evidence I think that they likely gained from those searches based on what we know witnesses are saying in terms of videotaping parties and interludes and things. I think Diddy is in a lot of trouble. I think we are going to see a slew of charges, and these attorneys need to be on board from the beginning because discovery is going to be massive when it all hits, and I believe he'll be indicted.
How do you see this all going down when the day comes that they come knocking on his door?
Well, what they would like to see is that he's allowed to be surrendered. It's something that actually very rarely happens in the federal circles. It happens sometimes, but it's pretty rare. Normally, you're going to go to the person's house and you're going to go in and you're going to, you know, arrest like everyone else. I mean, honestly, it's really not fair that just because you're a celebrity that you get some sort of you know, coddled white glove treatment. And so I also think that there's a lot of times information and evidence that's found what we call incident to arrest mm-hmm. that can become very important. So a lot of times, you know, we'll want to come in and do that arrest and see what's going on there that might help our case.
Obviously, he's not been arrested yet, has not been charged with any crime. We should clear that, he is innocent. Again, no charges as of this moment of this recording. Why are they waiting on this? What else is probably going on behind the scenes now? Another lawsuit, another civil lawsuit, more allegations coming in. Are they combing through all of these allegations right now? So when they go at him, they got a laundry list of stuff that can't be broken before taking him down? Are they looking at the other question on this? It's a kind of a double. Are there going to be more people taken down simultaneously with Diddy in different locations?
Well, Tony, first of all, what's going on is there's a whole squad, I believe, working this. A lot of agents combing over everything, a lot of manpower, a lot of resources, and they have so much to go over. I just cannot imagine probably terabyte levels of information they have because of likely video recordings and so on and so forth, and all the people they're interviewing. And oh my gosh, this is a big case. And so that's what they're doing behind the scenes. And I know people are impatient. I'm sure Diddy's impatient. This has got to be pretty tough to sit there just kind of waiting and wondering what day it's going to hit. But there's a lot to pour over. And that grand jury has to see all of this, too. How a grand jury works with a matter like this is the case agent will be coming in and presenting the evidence, and then witnesses also will be called, and then those grand jurors get the chance. Everybody thinks you can indict a ham sandwich. It's just so false. These grand jurors are going to be asking tough questions about what these witnesses have to say, and they're going to be grilling them. And so now instead of, you know, one defense attorney, you have, you know, a dozen grand jurors that are asking questions. So it's a process. It takes a long time, especially in a case like this.
Yeah, it certainly does. I'm starting to wonder if Diddy's trying to knock some things off of his bucket list. We recently saw footage of him whitewater rafting. And then, although he's been absent on social media for the most part, he did put something on his Instagram, which otherwise has been wiped, which I found interesting. I don't know if it's a, you know, come get me or I'm above the law type thing, standing in front of his plane where it says Combs Air and then saying no place like home as he jets off somewhere in his private jet. Is that just, are we seeing just kind of the last few fledgling moments of Diddy trying to flaunt his wealth as he always has before the clock runs out?
Well, he's worth billions. I mean, you know, to wrap your head around that, it's, I mean, for somebody like me, it's just amazing the amount of money he is worth and his ability to do anything he wants and buy anything he wants. So he is going to, I think, be living it up right now. Why not? And it'll keep him distracted from worrying about the whole situation. I would be doing the same thing if I had billions in my pocket. And that's another reason why, Tony, I think you're going to see possibly a no bond situation if and when he's charged and indicted. And another reason why you're going to see a law enforcement stealthily go arrest him. Because if they let him know about the charges, there's such a great chance he'll flee. And the government doesn't want to be chasing Diddy all over the world.
It would make for a great music video. It really would. It would be kind of like some of his existing music videos, but it'd be real life. Almost OJ-esque in a certain way if he decides to get a Bronco and drive down a highway. But it will be very fascinating to watch. What's your prediction, if you will, if you can give one on a timetable of when we're going to see that move made, if that move is made to arrest him?
I'm going to say 6 months, somewhere in that arena.
Okay.
I think it'll be done within the 6 month time frame. And I think that there's very, very likely possibility that others will also be involved. And that's another reason why they're going to do a stealth entry. And no one's going to know that there's an option to what we call seal the indictments. If there are any, again, if he's indicted, it's all going to be sealed up tight. And they're going to make this massive arrest plan involving multiple agencies, especially if other people are involved as well. And they're going to use surveillance type utilization to figure out exactly where he is and when, and if there's any, rhyme to the reason of how he's operating day to day. And they're gonna arrest him again if he's indicted.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.